Local cycling enthusiast Audrey Duval joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Really great, and you, Rob?
Good, good. I understand June is bike month, and there's going to be lots of stuff going on in and around Banff.
Absolutely. First week of June, we're trying to encourage people to do a commute challenge. So during that week, there's a website where you can log in and then use something else than a vehicle.
And what's the website?
Commuterchallenge.ca.
A number of other special events and special weeks going on as well?
On the Wednesday, June 3rd, there's a roadside repair clinic that Solski and Bike is going to organize from 7 to 8:30. Thursday the 4th, I will be on a legacy trail and I'll give away some coffee drinks to encourage people to commute that day. And then there's going to be some door prize for the people who are using their bike to go to work from Kenmore and Banff and boat entrance at 7 o'clock in the morning. The following week on Tuesday, June 9th, there's going to be a cruiser commute and we'll be at Central Park and we'll give some refreshment and some giveaway at the park. On the Wednesday, June 10 and Wednesday, June 24, there's going to be a Lady Mountain Bike Ride hosted by Shred Sister, and we'll just meet at the Central Park. The June 16, we encourage the kids to go to school with their bike. So we send out an email to the school and the parents, so grab your friends and go to school with your bike. Wednesday, June 17, there's going to be a basic bike maintenance at Snowtit Backtrack from 7 to 8 p.m. And you can simply just drop in for that event. And then to finalize our June bike month, we'll have a scavenger hunt on the Tuesday, June 30. And it's going to be from 11 to 2 p.m. saying that we haven't finalized the detail yet. So all the information can be found on banff.ca/bike month, and you can register from there.
June is bike month, and banff.ca/bike month has all the details on everything going on around Banff. Audrey, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Herb.